Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November 21st, 1936, the Barbados Observer carried news of the hardships being faced by local dressmakers, who were suffering because of competition from imported ready-made clothing. In a colony where unemployment was high, dressmaking was one of the preferred vocations pursued by girls upon leaving school in the 1930s. Traditionally, the skills of dressmaking and needleworking had been in great demand for weddings, church harvests, or Christmas programs, as Barbadians took great pride in how they dressed. The matter of competition from imported clothing was raised by one of Bridgetown's merchants, R.M. Jones, who told a meeting of the Chamber of Commerce that a number of girls who had been making clothes had been thrown into unemployment because of the importation of ready-made clothing. According to Jones, one leading dressmaker was forced to retrench some of her girls, and whereas she had previously employed 20, she was now employing only 9. Several other dressmakers in the island had also been forced to retrench workers. Jones called for a representative of the city of Bridgetown and St. Michael to hold a council meeting to look into these matters. Further, he demanded action from the members of the House of Assembly, since the unfair competition from overseas was having a serious impact on the livelihoods of many young women in the island. The importation and sale of cheap ready-made clothing in Barbados and the negative impact on the dressmakers would again be raised during the deliberations of the Deane Commission of 1937. Although the plight of young women dressmakers who were being thrown out of work in the 1930s is largely forgotten today, it was part of the economic hardships faced by Barbadian workers in those years. Ultimately, it contributed to the upsurge of anger that shook Barbados to the core 8 months later, during the riots of 1937. This story is a reminder that the struggles of working-class women were an important part of that tumultuous event in our history.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.